Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Hi.
Hi. I think we had a real cliffhanger last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we almost got cut off. I don't know if you guys got to hear the end of that one, but...
Well, once we got talking, I hadn't even looked at the clock, and we try to keep these under 10 minutes. Yeah. So
we better get going.
We better get going. I'm late. Okay. Let's see. Where were we? We had said certain things about angels. Apparently, you don't mess with them. That's right. For sure. You know.
We talked a lot about the warrior
angels. Yeah, there's some things that you don't do. What was that old song? You don't spit into the wind. You don't stand on Superman's cape. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that old song.
What's that got to do with angels?
I don't remember though. Well, you don't mess with angels.
Okay.
So,
I don't know how you come up with this stuff spontaneously. You've got this whole file in your brain of funny things.
I do have a funny cabinet in my brain.
They just pop out. That's kind of fun.
But we were saying that there's this whole world around us, right?
Right.
Spiritual realm.
That we don't see.
We don't see. In fact, I think if we did see it, we'd probably freak out.
Right. Well, we probably would, but we would see the power of the angels that God sends to help us. And so even if we saw...
Something yucky.
Yucky, yeah. We would know that God's in control and he's busy working and sending those guys to do jobs for us. And so, kind of exciting.
And we recognize a lot of times when angels show up, they say, don't be afraid.
They always say that, it seems like. Yeah. Fear not.
Fear not. So.
Yeah, that's because they're afraid.
We're prone to fear. Yeah, when an angel says fear not, it's because you're afraid. Anyway...
Back to
this whole unseen realm. And Elijah was actually going to be arrested. He was surrounded by troops. And his servant, Gehazi, I think was his name. And he was freaking out. And Elijah wasn't. Elijah was cool as a cucumber.
And he knew the inside. Inside route.
And so I could just hear his, the servant there of Elijah, and he was like, we're in trouble. We're surrounded.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah.
And Elijah kind of looks at him, and then he says this quick prayer. Lord,
can I read this prayer? Yeah, I found it. 2 Kings 6:17, New King James. It says, and Elijah prayed and said, this is in response to his servant freaking out, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Didn't that give you chills?
It does.
I just got chills actually, reading that.
Because you know they're there.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's why Elijah was so calm, because God had revealed that to him.
Yes.
So I think when we are afraid with things that are going on around us, to be that confident and to say, you know, Lord, show me. And even if he doesn't physically show you, you have that realization. There's things going on behind the scenes, and God's got me covered.
Yeah.
And I just need to be staying close to the Lord.
Yes. Well, this is interesting, because he apparently had his eyes fixed on the enemy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good point.
Isn't it, though? That's good.
The servant did.
Because the prayer was open his eyes...
Of the servant.
Right. Where, to where he really should be focusing.
On God and what God was going to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and faith.
And that's what each of us should be doing.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Okay.
There's
kind of a yucky one. I was thinking of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay. Well, yes. They were under judgment.
The town was under judgment.
Yeah, the two cities there.
Yeah.
In fact, there's still ruins of those cities, and there's sulfur there, and it still lights, which is remarkable to think. But they had gone too far, absolutely had gone too far. But there was a argument, not argument, but Abraham was trying to make a deal with the Lord. And he's like, hey, Lord, if there's 50 righteous, will you spare the city?
Yeah, because he told Abraham that we're on our way to destroy it. The angels did. And plus, Abraham knew his nephew lived there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was
And he loved him a lot.
And he knew that the Lord was...
He didn't get
it
that.
It says in there that he was fair and just and loved. That was, okay, I got it. He loved him a lot. Anyway, so yeah, and then it got down to, he goes, I know that you.
How about 10?
Yeah, and he got it whittled down.
There weren't even 10.
If I can even find 10, I won't destroy it. And then he goes there and he couldn't even find 10. So the two angels, go to Lot and tell him why they're there,
mm-hmm.
and says, pack up your bags, we're leaving, you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't want to leave everything. He didn't want to, that was what he was used to.
Right.
And he didn't, even though his soul was vexed all the time, it said by the...
He didn't want to leave his worldly possessions.
He didn't want to leave his worldly position. That's what he knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his wife especially didn't want to.
Yes.
So in Genesis 19:19, it says, now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to say, hurry, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest she be consumed. And so he was leading them out. So,
yes. Now, that tells us a couple of really good things, too. Number one is that, yes, God is a judge. He's a just judge. And at some tipping point, he does send judgment. And these angels were sent there to judge. The whole place was going to be destroyed. And what's interesting is that those that did know the Lord were pulled out.
He pulled them out.
Yeah, the angels even said, we can't do anything until you're out of here. That tells us another interesting thing, that God's judgment is not for God's people. Judgment that comes from God.
That's another reason why we believe in the rapture before the final judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
The Lord will take us out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, do we have time for another one or no?
Yes, we do. Which one would you like?
Okay, well, this one's a fun one. Everybody knows it, including
By the way, thanks for doing all this work. I see you got some notes there in front of you, and you've looked all this up.
Well, we had kind of talked about which ones you remembered, and so I wanted to refer people to them. If they want to read them themselves, it's fun. So this one was Daniel 6:22, and everybody who knows the Bible knows about Daniel in the lion's den.
Right.
Being thrown in there. And
right. He got thrown in there for praying, didn't he?
Yeah. And the king, remember, he was pacing around all night, and he was so worried because he loved Daniel.
Yes.
But he got tricked, and he had to throw him in because of...
He made that law.
Yeah, he made that law. He
can't
tricked.
Pray.
So, but in the morning, he ran over there, it says, and if you want to read it, it's Daniel 6. It's really fun. And he gets there, and Daniel, my Daniel, are you okay, my Daniel, you know? And Daniel calls back to him, to his king, tells him, don't worry, he says in Daniel 6:22, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong to you.
Wow.
Isn't that a fun one to end with?
Yes, it is. So he was thrown in a lion's den. They thought for sure the lions were going to eat him.
Well, he'd eaten everybody before and after, because the king gets mad and throws the bad guys in there.
That's right.
And they ate him very fast.
Lion chow, yeah.
Terrible.
But, sorry. all right, who's the guy that is like famous for training dogs?
Caesar.
So it was an angel
and he was snapping
and
at
he
him.
Was going shh,
shh. And so the lions just sat there and stared at him.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is interesting, because the next one we're going to talk about with the next time is, can animals sense or see angels more than we can?
I know what story you're talking about, too.
We'll do that next one.
Okay, get ready. Father, thank you again so much for this devotional time. It's a fun thing to talk about angels and even to consider there could be some hanging around here. I hope so. In fact, Lord, send angels around to camp around your people and keep them safe, Lord. Thank you for this time that we have together. Bless each one, for I pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Everyone says, amen. God bless y'all.